244,000 people are now claiming the pandemic unemployment payment. That's an increase of over 15,000 or 6% in the last week, according to the latest figures from the Department of Employment Affairs and Social Protection. And we can talk now to Ingrid Miley, our industry and employment correspondent. Ingrid, these numbers creeping back up again. What can you tell us?
Well, to put it in context, Justin, just last week, the figures were 228,000, just under 229,000. That was up from the previous low of 206, but we're now heading up to 245,000. Now, that's an increase of 6% in the last week. But remember, the worst of the restrictions have yet to come. So I think that this is a difficult situation for the government. It's clearly not as bad as it was at the peak, which was 598,000. Back in May, but the trajectory is clearly in the wrong direction. The highest sectors who are claiming the PUP still, as expected, accommodation and food services, which either were still closed, you know, are closing again or hadn't reopened at all, around 80,000 people claiming that. Wholesale retail, around 32,000, and administration and support services, 23,000. So still a big difficulty, because remember that those 244,000 don't include a further 211,000 who are on the live register. So betwixt and between, you've got an awful lot of people still totally dependent on the state for their income.
And we know there's an announcement due tonight, Ingrid, more restrictions planned. That means more people are going to be out of work by the end of this week. Potentially, how bad could it get?
Well, as I said, at the peak of the lockdown in May, the 5th of May, we had 598,000 out of work. But at the moment, we're at less than half of that now. So it's not as bad as it has been in the past. But what it's going to come down to is the level of restriction. For example, if we keep the schools open, will school secretaries and people like that be going to work, or will they be closed? And will school secretaries and people who aren't actual strict public servants be put onto the pandemic payment? With construction, you've got 147,000 people working in that sector. If there were a mass shutdown of construction, again, you'd see a massive surge in the figures. So what this will come down to, and what the government has to consider very carefully over the next couple of hours, is how extensive the restrictions are going to be. Also, okay, we've heard these calls for the rate of the pandemic payment to be boosted again to 350. If we have effectively a blank check of unemployment where the restrictions are going to go on indefinitely and we don't know how many people are going to be liable to claim it, all predictions have gone out the window. So that's another difficult decision that the government has to make.
All right, Ingrid, thank you very much indeed for that. Ingrid Miley, our industry and employment correspondent there.